Chapter 79. Charlie was given his own bungalow by the sea. In those first few weeks he kept to himself, but Adeline knew from her conversations with Elliot that the time had been difficult. Hannah went to see him daily and did everything she could, medically, to help with the withdrawal symptoms, but the true fight was in his own mind. He got worse for a time, and then, slowly, he got better. In a way, that was the island's ultimate power. It used time to heal. Elliot and his wife Claire lived next door to Charlie, and while they gave him his space, they were also there for him, waiting, hoping that they would become a family again. Adeline watched as her father and Nora grew closer than they ever had been in Palo Alto or Absalom City. They shared a bungalow with a small garden behind it. They homeschooled Ryan for now, until a proper school could be established. Adeline's brother had taken up surfing and spent most days exploring the island. It was the transformation in Hero that surprised her the most. For the first time since Adeline had known him, Hero was happy. Like Charlie, it seemed that time on the island was chasing his demons away. It seemed that his addiction had finally released him. One morning, Adeline was sitting in Hero's office, sipping coffee, when she said, "How accurate are your Absalom arrival calculations?" The physicist snorted.
"Can't believe you'd even ask me that."
"Can you hit a moving target?"
Hero squinted.
"Of course. The Earth is a moving target."
Adeline cocked her head, confused.
"Our planet is constantly moving through space," Hero said. "If you go back in time, even a fraction of a second, Earth is not where it was when you left."
Adeline had never even considered that. She pressed on.
"What about if we're trying to arrive on an airplane, in mid-flight?"
"Are you serious?
You want to do an Absalom rescue on a moving airplane?"
"I'm serious."
"Cool.
Is it doable?"
"Sure. We'd have to get the flight plan."
"It won't help much. We know this flight got off course before it was shot down. We don't know exactly where it happened, only that the Soviets downed it somewhere around the Strait of Tartary, between the Sea of Japan and the Sea of Okhotsk."
Adeline held up a finger.
"Complicating matters is that we don't know the exact time it went down either."
Hero stood and paced.
"What we need is a probe. An Absalom probe. A small device loaded with cameras in all directions. We send it to the past, somewhere in the sky. It takes pictures, and it automatically recalls itself after a fraction of a second. We can use the photos to pinpoint the exact location of the plane."
Adeline could tell he was excited about the idea.
"You love this, don't you?"
Hero nodded.
"I do. I love the math of it. Building things. And the risk of departures and recall."
He looked up.
"Not that there is any risk. I work it all out before you depart, but..."
"I know what you mean. It's a little like gambling in that way."
"It is," Hero said slowly. "But I don't miss gambling. Maybe I traded one obsession for another."
"Maybe you traded an unhealthy obsession for a healthy one. I think that's how it goes sometimes."
2 months later, thanks to Hero's Absalom probe, Hannah and Adeline went back to 1983 and rescued Hannah's father.